Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Amanda. Today, I'm going to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Don't worry, because we also have prepared some Indonesian pop songs. Listener, we begin with the news. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. You can listen our broadcast at www.voinews.id or frequency 3325 kHz.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo says IMTGT cooperation must focus on three aspects. President Joko Widodo encourages the potential of maritime cooperation at ASEAN Summit. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo led the 12th meeting of Indonesia-Malaysia-Thailand Growth Triangle IMTGT on the sidelines of the 34th ASEAN Summit in Bangkok, Thailand on Sunday, June 23. Besides President Joko Widodo, the meeting was also attended by Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad, Thai Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, Secretary General of ASEAN Lim Jok Hoi, and President of the Asian Development Bank ADB Takehiko Akano. President Joko Widodo remarked that at its 26th anniversary, the cooperation of IMTGT comprises of 83 million citizens in three countries, 14 provinces of Thailand, 8 states of Malaysia, and 10 provinces of Indonesia. Based on the press release of Deputy for Protocol, Press and Media at the Presidential Secretariat Bay Mahmudin, the President told that the cooperation of IMTGT has significantly contributed to bolstering the sub-regional economy, improving connectivity, as well as increasing the trade value, tourism, and investment of three countries. Indonesian President Joko Widodo encouraged the East Asian Growth Area member states to establish concrete maritime cooperation at the 34th ASEAN Summit in Bangkok, Thailand on Sunday, June 23. President Joko Widodo remarked at the 13th Brunei Darussalam Indonesia-Malaysia-Philippines East Asian Growth Area BMP IGA meeting in Bangkok, Thailand on Sunday, June 23, that issues such as availability of commodities, values of service pricing, and regulatory relaxation must be accelerated. The President also pointed out that monitoring and evaluation must also be carried out in a bid to achieve the vision of BIM IGA 2025. Furthermore, the head of state perceived that the East ASEAN Growth Area is the right forum to realize concrete cooperation among the member states of the region so that the member states of BIM IGA could gain the advantages of economic development and improve their welfare. President of the Asian Development Bank ADB Takehinoko Nakau said that the progressive economic growth of Indonesia is one of the examples that should be followed by other Southeast Asian countries. It was stated by Nakau when meeting with President Joko Widodo on the sidelines of the 34th ASEAN Summit in Bangkok, Thailand on Sunday. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi reported that at the meeting, Nakau lauds Indonesia's progress. I should say Indonesia's progressive economic growth. President Joko Widodo and Nakau discussed the economic growth in Southeast Asian region, particularly in Indonesia. Minister Retno Marsudi said that Nakau appreciates the positive growth of Indonesia's economy amidst the global uncertainties. Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya Bakar said that Indonesia is committed to managing plastic waste on the ocean. The minister affirmed that Indonesia has even had the presidential regulation for the National Action Plan. These were stated by Minister Siti Nurbaya after participating at a clean-up event entitled Bebersih Ciliwung, or Cleaning Up Ciliwung in Cibinong Bogor Region, Siwas, Java, on Sunday, June 23, as reported by Antara. Minister Siti Nurbaya pointed out that the Indonesian government has realized its commitment to managing plastic waste starting from the issuance of presidential regulation about the management of plastic waste on the ocean. In addition to issuing regulation on plastic waste management, local governments have also contributed to using less plastic. However, approximately there are only 29 to 30 cities and regions that have implemented the regulation on plastic waste. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia's proposed the human entrepreneurship concept at the International Council for Small Business, ICSB World Congress 2019 in Cairo, Egypt, which was held from June 18 to 21, 2019. Minister who also acts as chairman of Indonesian ICSB, Hermawan Kartajaya, in his press statement received in Jakarta on Sunday, June 23, told that he is one of the 10 Indonesian delegates who participated at the Congress and one of the speakers at the event. Hermawan explained about the importance of human entrepreneurship for small and medium enterprises in managing their businesses, namely the synchronization between empathy and the ability to create vision or dreaming. Furthermore, Hermawan also talked about the hint of the 5.0 marketing concept, which will be launched at the World Marketing Forum in Japan in 2021. At the event, Indonesia also received a special award by ICSB Global as a country in Asia with the biggest member. The Brunei Darussalam Indonesia-Malaysia-Philippines East Asian Growth Area BMEGA delegation from the Philippines, named Dorichita De Lima, expresses her interest in Pontianak's aloe vera. It was stated by one of BMEGA delegations, Dorichita De Lima, who also served as regional director of the Department of Trade and Industry, Region 12 of BMEGA, when visiting the Center for Small and Medium Enterprises in Pontianak on Sunday, June 23. Dorichita pointed out, despite Philippines has plenty of industries, the country does not have aloe vera industry. In addition to visiting the Aloe Vera Center, the entourage also visited the Khatulistiwa Monument. Dorichita explained that the visit of BMEGA delegations from the Philippines to Indonesia aims to explore various potentials of Indonesia, such as culture, industry, and investments, which could be developed in the Philippines. The last item. The growth of Indonesia's digital economy, which has been improving recently, is the highest one among the Asian countries. It was stated by Deputy of Infrastructure of the Creative Economy Agency, BECRAF, Hari Santosa Sungkari, at the press conference of the BECRAF Developer Day 2019 in Purwokerto, Central Java on Sunday. Hari said that mostly creative economy entrepreneurs and small and medium enterprises use digital technology to carry out their commercial activities. Hari Santosa Sungkari admitted that when he visited several regions such as Magelang, Salatiga, and Bengkulu, many female entrepreneurs produced local products such as foods, beverages, as well as handicrafts, and marketed their products at digital platform. Therefore, according to him, the government must intensively disseminate literacy about digital economy to boost the national economic growth, for example, through the BECRAF Developer Day 2019. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you a segment called Commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Jakarta with 492nd years old towards a smart city. Last Saturday, June 22nd, 2019, Jakarta City commemorated its 492nd anniversary. Initially, Jakarta was a fourth city called Sunda Kelapa. Then Prince Patahila from the Sultanate of Banten conquered Sunda Kelapa and changed the name to Jayakarta on June 22nd, 1527. This date was subsequently designated as the date of the establishment of Jakarta City. Meanwhile, when Jayakarta developed, it became a busy port city where traders from China, India, Arabic and European countries, as well as from other countries, exchanged various commodities. After Indonesian independence in 1945, Jakarta grew wealth. It has become not only the capital and the center of government, but also the centers of business, finance, and services. This status makes Jakarta a city of urbanization where people from various regions across Indonesia come to find a better life. As a result, Jakarta has become more crowded, jammed, and less organized. As the theme of this year's commemoration, the Jakarta government raised the new face of Jakarta. According to Jakarta Governor Anies Baswedan, behind a new physical face, there must be a new perspective. New things can begin from the mind to the action. He emphasized the importance of changing the mindset to realize the new face of Jakarta. He also pointed out that as a means of transportation, the Jakarta government has prepared sidewalks so that people would walk more often in the city. Jakarta is also expected to be a smart city similar to Seoul, South Korea, or Tokyo, Japan. Head of the Jakarta Office of Communication, Information and Statistics, Atika Nur Rahmania, emphasized that Jakarta will be a smart city. Based on the Jakarta Smart City JSC website, Jakarta as the capital city is projected to become a smart city before 2025. There are six smart city categories that are interrelated: smart living, smart mobility, smart governance, smart environment, smart economy, and smart people. All of these must be a major concern. This means that essentially, the Jakarta government will develop information and communication technology to improve service quality for the community. Hopefully, the dream of becoming a smart city will come true sooner. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, for today's segment, we will present you historic events happening on the date of 24th of June in our program Today in History. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Our regular program Today in History starts from an event on June 24, 1951, on which the first midwife conference took place in Indonesia. In History of Indonesian Midwife, it is mentioned that on June 24th, it is the Indonesian Midwife Association Day. The inauguration of the establishment of the association was based on the result of the conference in Jakarta on June 24, 1951. The conference was initiated by senior midwives in Jakarta. It resulted in strong fundamental and right direct for the struggle of the next midwife, namely by establishing a professional organization called Indonesian Midwife Association in United form, which has national characteristic and based on Pancasila and the 1054 Constitution. The professional organization can assist and becomes media for all the needs of the midwife in Indonesia, especially in remote areas. The next event is that in 1966, Colonel Gamal Abdel Nasser was elected as president of Egypt. Gamal Abdel Nasser was the second president of Egypt and one of Arabic statesmen who was the most well-known in history. In 1952, Gamal Abdel Nasser led Egyptian military in coup d'etat that overthrew King Farouk. Finally, on February 25, 1954, Gamal Abdel Nasser became head of the state of Egypt for the first time, replacing General Naguib. 2 years later, on June 24, 1956, Gamal Abdel Nasser became a single candidate in the presidential general election, and he was installed to become president of Egypt for the second time. The last event was in 1982 about Jakarta incident. British Airways 9 flight, or known as Jakarta incident, was a flight of British Airways which started departing from Heathrow Airport, London, to Auckland by stepping over in Bombay, Madras, Kuala Lumpur, and Melbourne. On June 24, 1982, the airlines flew to ash cloud of volcano of Mount Galunggung, made all the engines were off. The event was not known by the land crews, thus the plane was redirected to Jakarta and hoped the engines could function again and landed. The plane could go out from the ash cloud and the engines could function again. Finally, the plane could land safely at Halim Perdana Kusuma Airport in East Jakarta. Nobody was injured. The incident was filmed in a serial TV of air crash investigation entitled All Engines Failed. Listener, that was Today in History.
Jauh dari dirimu, membelah langit, membelah lautan. Adakah engkau mendengar lagu rindu yang kutulis untukmu? Betapa jarak waktu memaksa kita memaknai sebuah kata rindu. Adakah engkau mendengar doa-doaku di ruang batinmu? Aku akan bertahan untukmu, menjaga semua janji ini. Doakan aku cepat kembali, kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Pada pemilik jiwa, karena ku yakin dia akan menjaga asa yang aku tinggalkan pada lingkar janji kehormatanmu. Oh, karena aku akan bertahan untukmu, menjaga semua janji ini. Cepat kembali, kan ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Karena aku akan bertahan untukmu,
ku bawa sebentuk hati yang penuh dengan cinta hanya untuk dirimu. Bila kau menungguku,
a song entitled Bertahan Untukmu or Surviving for You by Musik Kimia. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will present you My Indonesia, where we will focus on highlighting a specific issue. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, nice to be with you again in our regular program, My Indonesia. The title of today's My Indonesia is President Joko Widodo asks his ministry to improve export and investment performance. Well, listener, President Joko Widodo expects the relevant ministry to be able to vote on policy and implementation in a bid to improve the performance of exports and national investment. This was disclosed by Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani after attending a limited meeting on discussion on breakthrough investment, export and tax policy at the State Palace in Jakarta on last Wednesday. Minister Sri pointed out that the government needs to identify industrial performance per sector and per location to see the weaknesses in the field. In the limited cabinet meeting, President Joko Widodo again reminded his ministers to prioritize exports and investment. He believes that the two sectors are the key for the Indonesian people to be able to solve the current account deficit problem. He also hopes that the government can create concrete policies that have significant impact on the national economy. Minister Sri Mulyani said that in addition to policy matters, President Joko Widodo also wants more investment in Indonesia to become labor-intensive so that it could have a positive impact on the domestic economy. However, investment that have entered Indonesia in recent years had been dominated by capital so that they are unable to absorb massive employment. Likewise, the workforce in Indonesia is also still dominated by low education backgrounds. President Joko Widodo requested that there must be various Indonesian trade representatives abroad who could become agents to increase the market. The related ministry must really look at per industry and per location. Take, for example, the Minister of Industry has identified potential industrial sectors such as the food, beverage, textile, automotive, electronics, and chemical industries. Furthermore, there needs to be a government breakthrough in terms of taxation. Minister Sri Mulyani revealed that President Joko Widodo has instructed relevant ministry to provide more facilities. However, he emphasized that the facility in question is not just an instrument, but it must be operated in the field. Minister Sri Mulyani gave an example. The instrument could facilitate the tax holiday requirements and tax allowances. In fact, the government will raise the income tax. In addition, she said that the government will issue regulation regarding the super deduction tax policy. Until now, the government regulation is being harmonized at the Ministry of Law and Human Rights. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Kamu jadi kaca.
was a song entitled Jingga, sung by Lala Carmela. You're still with us, listener, on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener, would you like to find more information about the beauty of Indonesian culture, tourism destinations, as well as local wisdom? You can check out our next segment, which is Indonesian Wonder. For the next segment, we will present new information about Emmanuel Church, which is a historic church in Maluku province. Stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia. Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I will let you know the old church Emmanuel in Maluku. Stay tuned. Emmanuel Church is one of historic heritages in Maluku. It is an old church located at Hila Village in Salahutule Hutu District, Central Maluku Regency, and has a distance around 42 kilometers from Ambon City. The church was built in 1969, and it is the oldest church in Maluku province. Emmanuel Church looks very simple. Its wall is made from wood, which was painted in white, and has thatched roof and bell pull, whose yard is decorated. The design of its building is also very simple, with a pulpit facing two rows of chairs lined up behind a small room for the priest. The church was damaged due to civil war, which occurred in Maluku province in 1999. It was rebuilt with similar architecture and shape after the war ended. Actually, visiting Emmanuel Church is free of charge, but you must fill guest book, and there is an offering box as a form of solidarity. to sincerely put some money inside in a bid to assist the maintenance of the church. Listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonderful today. Thank you for listening.
Terlihat jelas di matamu, tak bisa kau mengerti aku. Ada banyak wajah cerita, kau bisa pilih semaumu. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku, oh, oh. Hanya hatiku, mati satu tumbuh seribu. Kata-katamu seperti debu. Ada banyak wajah cerita, ku kan memilih yang ku mau. Yang melihat hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku. Gelas penuhmu, oh, oh, takkan terisi. Hanyalah mataku sendiri, yang mendengar hanya kupingku, yang merasa hanyalah kedua tangan ini, yang mengerti hanya hatiku, hanya hatiku.
Bicaralah,
oh, oh,
yang kau mau.
Hatiku
ini hidupku,
oh, oh.
Bicaralah yang kau mau. Ini hidupku,
bicaralah yang kau mau. Ini hidup.
A song entitled Wajah Cerita by band Sihombing. You're still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, if you plan to come to Indonesia or if you want to have an experience exploring the country, I think it is very useful if you know some Indonesian. So if you want to learn Indonesian in a fun and easy way, let's check out our segment Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Berbahasa Indonesia. Have a nice listening.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development and Cultivation Agency at the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is There Are So Many Shops Here, or Di Sini Banyak Sekali Toko. Next is a conversation about Di Sini Banyak Sekali Toko, or There Are So Many Shops Here. Tony and Enda are walking at Jalan Malioboro.
Di sini banyak sekali toko ya.
Iya, toko-toko di sini sudah ada sejak lama.
Hampir semua toko menjual batik ya.
Iya.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Di sini banyak sekali toko. Di sini banyak sekali toko, which means there are so many shops here. Toko, shop. Toko-toko, shops. Toko-toko di sini sudah ada sejak lama. Toko-toko di sini sudah ada sejak lama, which means the shops have been built since long time ago. Hampir semua toko menjual batik. Hampir semua toko menjual batik, which means almost all of the shops sell batik. Baju-baju ini murah. Baju-baju ini murah, which means these clothes are cheap. Membeli buku di Jakarta. Membeli buku di Jakarta, which means buying a book in Jakarta. Tolong bawa pensil-pensil itu ke sini. Tolong bawa pensil-pensil itu ke sini, which means please bring the pencils here. Dua, two, lima, five, sepuluh, ten, komputer, computer. In the dialogue, Enda said, toko-toko di sini sudah ada sejak lama, which means the shops have been built since long time ago. In Indonesian language, noun will be repeated to show plural. Toko is singular word means a shop, while toko-toko or semua toko are plural, means all shops. Please attention to the use of repetition of words as follows. Baju-baju ini murah. Baju-baju ini murah, which means these clothes are cheap. Saya membeli buku-buku ini di Jakarta. I buy the books in Jakarta. Tolong bawa pensil-pensil itu ke sini, which means please bring the pencils here. Other ways to create plural is by adding numbers. Semua or all. Banyak means many. Beberapa or some. And numerals, dua or two, lima or five, sepuluh or ten. For examples, saya menjual 5 komputer-komputer. The sentence is wrong. Saya menjual 5 komputer. The sentence is correct, which means I sell 5 computers. Tolong bawa semua pensil-pensil itu ke sini. The sentence is wrong. It should be, tolong bawa semua pensil itu ke sini. Or, tolong bawa pensil-pensil itu ke sini. Which means, please bring the pencils here. Listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Di sini banyak sekali toko ya.
Iya, toko-toko di sini sudah ada sejak lama.
Hampir semua toko menjual batik ya.
Iya.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Ketika ku mendengar bahwa kini kau tak lagi dengannya, dalam benakku timbul tanya, masihkah ada dia di hatimu bertahta, atau ini saat bagiku untuk singgah di hatimu? Siapkah kau tuh jatuh cinta lagi? Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena ku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Kini ku tak lagi dengannya, sudah tak ada lagi rasa antara aku untuk jatuh cinta lagi. Meski bibir ini tak berkata, bukan berarti ku tak merasa ada yang berbeda di antara kita. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada di hidupku.
Fikirlah saja dulu, hingga tiada ragu, agar mulus jalanku melangkah menuju ke hati.
Lagi.
mata. Dan tak mungkin ku melewatkanmu hanya karena diriku tak mampu untuk bicara bahwa aku inginkan kau ada. Di hidupku,
bila kau jatuh cinta, katakanlah
There was a song entitled Siapkah Kau Untuk Jatuh Cinta or Are You Ready to Fall in Love by Hi-Fi. You're still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, let's check out various kinds of Indonesian music in our program Music Corner. For today's Music Corner edition, we will present you a keroncong song. Have a nice listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a keroncong song to you entitled Meraih Rembulan. The song, which was composed by Koko Tole, tells about the beauty of full moon. Looks like very close and easy to be reached, but in reality it is far away on the sky. Moonlight often becomes a symbol of beauty, peace and hope. The song Meraih Rembulan, sung by Dian Meta Kurniasari, a young woman from Wonogiri, Central Java, who is proud to sing keroncong songs. Dian Meta Kurniasari has two singles in keroncong genre, namely Meraih Rembulan and Nuansa Kebangsaan. Well, listener, let's listen to the song Meraih Rembulan by Dian Meta Kurniasari.
Sebatang ranting kering di kaki.
Listener, thank you very much for listening to our English terrestrial broadcast. Don't forget, after this, we still have many programs and information for you in our language broadcasts. And don't forget, you can also give us your suggestions, criticism, and other things that you would like to share to our audiences through our email address, voi@voinews.id. Also, don't forget to check out our social media. You can check our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, as well as Twitter @voiindonesia. Have a nice listening and thank you for joining us.